USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I don't see a recession. I mean, the world is in a recession right now.
President Trump speaking to reporters there yesterday with that seemingly contradictory remark about whether a recession's coming. His team was out and about on the Sunday shows yesterday trying to tamp down recession fears. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow saying there's no recession in sight, although he was reminded that in 2007 he had said that too, just before a recession hit.
I don't know that anybody saw that kind of crash, but look, this is not then. Our banks are well capitalized, our financial system's in very good shape.
Gun control rallies were held in dozens of U.S. cities over the weekend, drawing tens of thousands of supporters who were demanding lawmakers take steps to reduce gun violence in the wake of the deadly mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
In New York, a small aircraft took a nosedive into a home. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
A small plane crashed into a home in New York's Dutchess County, about an hour north of New York City on Saturday afternoon. A state police spokesman says one of the three people aboard the twin-engine Cessna was killed. As for the people in the house,
one has severe injuries and one was not injured at all.
There have been reports another person who was in the house is unaccounted for. A preliminary investigation finding the Cessna 303 experienced engine trouble before it crashed into the home in the town of Unionvale. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tips from the public have led to the arrests of three men who had the profiles of a would-be shooter, one from Connecticut, one in Ohio, and also one in Florida. James Patrick Reardon was arrested when his ex-girlfriend turned over text messages to the police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Ongoing protests in Hong Kong may hamper the possibility of trade talks between the U.S. and China. This weekend's protests brought more people, but they were more peaceful. The president was asked how China's actions in Hong Kong would affect any trade talks.
I think it would be much harder for me to sign a deal if he did something violent in Hong Kong.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has some new ideas on criminal justice reform. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders, who was criticized by liberal activists in 2016 for not focusing more on racial injustice, has now unveiled a sweeping plan aimed at slashing the country's prison population in half and ridding the criminal justice system of institutional racism and corporate profiteering. The plan calls for banning cash bail, solitary confinement, and civil asset forfeiture, which allows law enforcement officials to seize people's homes and other property, even if they're not convicted of a crime. The plan also looks to legalize marijuana and abolish the death penalty. The Vermont senator would also legalize safe injection sites where people can use illegal drugs under medical supervision. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.